If you want to grow an audience online, it's great to have a consistent newsletter. It keeps you in touch with your subscribers, and it gives you a place to test out small ideas you can later grow into big ideas. I've been delivering my Love Mondays newsletter every week for more than 100 weeks, and you can sign up at kdv.co. Here is how I streamline and automate the process of producing my weekly newsletter so I never miss a week. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. Newsletters work great as small bites of information. Your subscribers get your newsletter right in their inboxes, so they're in a hurry. If they know they can get a quick hit or two from your newsletter, they won't put off opening it. You can see this with newsletters such as Tim Ferriss's 5 Bullet Friday or James Clear's 3-2-1 Thursday. The fact that these newsletters are full of quick hits is right there in the titles. I design Love Mondays to have a few tiny bites of interesting things, as well as a light main dish. Each Love Mondays newsletter has a quick thought, maybe 150 to 300 words, about navigating the extremistan world of making it as a creator. Plus, I have what I call ABCs, aphorisms or quotes, books, and cool tools. Additionally, I may make a short announcement in the postscript. Each newsletter has the main quick thought, two ABCs, and sometimes there's a PS, sometimes there's even a PPS. That's a lot of different things to think up each week, so I've designed my system so I don't have to do it all at once. Using a spreadsheet I built from a service called Airtable, I'm able to organize the ideas I'd like to share in Love Mondays, as well as the aphorisms, books, cool tools, and other announcements. I combine them to create each week's newsletter. My system keeps me from switching mental states, trying to think up each item. The spreadsheet also allows me to track the performance of things like subject lines and clicks on items I share so I can keep making my newsletter better. Each newsletter idea starts as an even smaller idea. There's a sheet in my database that's full of some of my best performing tweets. Using Zapier, I have an automation set up so that anytime that I like one of my own tweets, it gets saved into this sheet in Airtable. It saves the body of the tweet, the number of favorites it has, a link to the tweet, and the date of the tweet. I batch my Love Mondays newsletters on a monthly basis using the creative system I talked about in my book, Mind Management, Not Time Management. To begin a batch of newsletters, I start looking for ideas in this sheet of high-performing tweets. I sort them by date, then make sure the number of likes is updated on all the newest tweets. Then I sort them by number of likes. I don't always grow the most popular tweets into newsletter ideas, but seeing the number of likes does help me get a feel for what ideas resonate with my readers better than others. I also have individual sheets in my database for aphorisms, books, and cool tools. My aphorisms sheet also gets populated with a Zapier zap. If I like one of my own tweets and it has an M dash in it, that filters the tweet into the quotes sheet instead of my sheet of ideas. Again, I can sort quotes I've shared according to how many likes they got to get a better feel for which ones my readers will enjoy. Other than that, I manage the sheets for books and cool tools manually. Each week, I enter the stats from the previous week's Love Mondays newsletter. I plug in the number of subscribers it was sent to and how many opened to get the open rate. And for books and cool tools, I enter how many clicks the links got so I can see each item's click-through rate. As I consider new books and cool tools to share, I check the performance of the past books and cool tools I've shared to get an idea of what people will like. The data has been really surprising sometimes, as things I thought people would love got little interest, and things that didn't seem like a big deal got a lot. Again, the numbers aren't the only thing that decides what I share. I share a lot of things I just like, even if I don't think the highest percentage of readers will be into it. I keep a big backlog on all these sheets, so I never feel pressure to think of new ideas or new ABCs to share. I just capture things as they come. But as each new month approaches, I comb through these sheets to identify finalists I'd like to share. I just change a field in each record in Airtable, so my top candidates for tweet ideas and ABCs are all at the top of each sheet, where I can later narrow them down further. Once I've collected some of my favorite ideas, I write the idea section of the emails. I usually get the month's emails, 4 or 5 depending, written in 2 sessions. In the first session, I write really awkward drafts. In the second session, I rewrite those, and they usually come out much less awkward. I space the 2 sessions a week apart so my subconscious does most of the work for me. Every once in a while, I just have a good first session and I don't have to rewrite, just edit a little. I do this writing in Ulysses, one newsletter after another in one document. Before the session, I set up the document with a simple list of dates, the body text of the tweet that serves as inspiration, and whatever other things I might want to announce in that week's newsletter. I consult the schedule of my podcast so I can share any recent episodes. I check my other spreadsheet of podcasts that have interviewed me to make sure I've thanked them, and I check my calendar to see if there are any promotions I want to announce. Now here comes the cool part. Airtable helps me wrap my main newsletter body together with my ABCs, my announcements, and my greeting and salutation. The result is a field with all the markdown text for the newsletter. To do this, I copy and paste the markdown text of the main idea of the newsletter into a field. From other fields, I can select the aphorism and/or book and/or cool thing I want to include in that week's newsletter. Each record for books or cool things already has fields for my comments and the links for the items. Once I select any ABCs, all this is added to the main body in the markdown text. Each newsletter also has a PS and PPS field, and if they're populated with anything, they get added onto that text too. Now all I have to do is copy and paste the markdown into a translator. It's all been mixed together. I then copy and paste the rich text into my email marketing platform, ActiveCampaign. Once I have the main content of all the month's newsletters written, it takes about 15 minutes to integrate the ABCs, the announcements, and to have the newsletters scheduled and ready to go. There you have it. The system really helps me save creative energy so that I'm using it to think of good ideas instead of trying to fumble around with all the things I want to put in my newsletter. Obviously, all this could be automated even further. I'm actually surprised I haven't seen an email marketing platform that already has Airtable-like database elements for managing all the tidbits one shares in their newsletter. Maybe something for someone to build. If you want to see all this in action, be sure to sign up for Love Mondays, my weekly newsletter at kdv.co. My readers really love them. I consistently get replies saying how much each week's idea has shifted someone's perspective. Again, you can sign up for Love Mondays at kdv.co. Love Your Work is brought to you exclusively by our Patreon supporters, including top supporters Jeffrey Mason, Bob Rosen, and Pravin Shaker. The theme music for Love Your Work is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katabi, Inc.